This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
We're going to talk to Richard Pascoe. I love this, not only because I love the guy, but the fact that he provides us with so much information, and then you got his website, but we'll tell you about that at the end of the interview. I wonder how he is today. G'day, Richard.
I'm tired, Paul.
Oh.
I've been up since 3:15 for you, the listeners up there today, just to make sure that we're right across all the Apple announcements. Yeah, no. Apple made some great announcements overnight. Let's get stuck right into them.
In fact, we're running this podcast earlier because we're going to run it on the Wednesday. You normally come later in the week.
Yeah.
But we're going to run it Wednesday today, especially because of the Apple announcements. So tell us the good or not so good news.
It's all pretty good. Got to say that. The one thing I really did like out of all it, we'll get to the phones in a minute, is the HomePod Mini, which is their smart speaker. It's $149, Paul. That is one of the cheapest Apple products I think we will ever have.
Mm.
So you can go along, you can play, you can buy a couple of them, several of them, put them throughout the house. They will play music from your phone. You can also ask it to play from Apple Music as well. $149, I really was stunned at the price. 8.5 centimetres tall. They're really taking on Google, who tried to dominate that market, and Amazon. They're promising you a rich and detailed acoustic experience using what they say is computational audio to deliver peak performance, which means it should sound really good.
You are right. That is cheap for an Apple product.
It is. And what you can do, if you've got multiple ones throughout the house, and say you're at one end of the house, you can go along and say, we're leaving now, meet me at the front door to the HomePod. It will broadcast it throughout the entire house for you. So it's like an intercom, which I reckon is a great idea.
Wow.
So that's available to order on the 7th of November. They introduced 4 new iPhones. First of all, we've got the iPhone 12, a 6.1-inch screen, and the iPhone Mini, a 5.4-inch screen. 5 colours on there, blue, green, black, white, and red. Improved cameras, as you would expect. Plus, the iPhone 12, and you're into video, so you'll understand how good this is the first camera to shoot high dynamic range video with Dolby Vision. It really is for video people out there. You can go along and shoot a major motion picture if you really wanted to.
Wow.
5G connectivity, and we'll get to 5G in a second as well. So all the new iPhones are all 5G. It starts at $1,349 for the iPhone 12. You can order it on Friday for delivery the next Friday. The iPhone 12 Mini starts at $1,199. Good pricing, Paul, on these as well. These are the phones for everybody out there, I've got to say.
I wonder,
because of the price.
I wonder if Apple has taken into account that a lot of people, you know, businesses are suffering. People are suffering as far as money is concerned. They're scraping around. Not everybody. The government has looked after a lot of people. But there are some people who've lost their jobs and, you know, maybe have a family and sort of battling a bit. And I wonder whether Apple took that into account with their pricing.
I think they have on this because there's no price rises against last year, which I think is very good as well. But the iPhone Mini for $1,199, brand new, state-of-the-art, with all the bells and whistles, great.
Also, Richard, I'd hate Apple to go broke. I mean, that would be just awful.
Oh, Paul, there's no chance of that
at all.
They could shut the door for the next 10 years, all go on holiday, come back, and they still would have made money. Then there's 2 more iPhones, the iPhone 12 Pro, 6.1-inch screen, and the Pro Max, 6.7-inch screen, the biggest iPhone they've ever had on there. So the iPhone 12 Pro has a design which is very similar to the iPad Pro. So flat-edge stainless steel case that runs around the outside, 5G, as I explained before, 4 colours, graphite, gold, silver and Pacific blue. But it's also got in there LiDAR sensors. Now, this will go along and if you're in a darkened room or something, it knows you're actually there because it puts out this beam and literally goes, Paul is standing there over there in the corner. I'll make sure he's sharp and in focus if you were standing in the corner.
Is that right? Wow.
Yes. But LiDAR sensors are also used. You've seen those apps out there that basically you can go along, through the camera, you can see your room and you can place bits of furniture in there as well.
Mm.
This is what the LiDAR sensor is. The 12 Pro and the 12 Pro Max are a camera, top of the range camera that makes phone calls. That's the difference between this one and the iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 MIDI. It has so many features on there as well. The Pro has a wide-angle lens, ultra-wide lens, telephoto lens, 4x optical zoom as well. The Pro Max has an even better camera in there as well. It's got 47% larger wide-angle lens, so you can really take enormous photos, and 5x optical zoom. Now, hold on to your hats, because here's the pricing for that one.
Mm.
The iPhone 12 Pro starts at $1,699. You can order it this Friday, but the Pro Max, which is the top-of-the-range one, starts at $1,849, available to order on the 7th of November.
Mm.
Now, a couple of other things, Paul.
Just before you go any further, that price of $1,800, what do you think value-wise?
It's the same price as the 11 Pro Mac Pro last year. So it's not bad at all.
Okay.
You know, no price rises. You've got to give them a pass mark for that.
Hmm.
And, you know, the Pro Max, because of all the different camera features on there, Paul, it's a camera. It's got more features on it than some of the top-of-the-range digital SLRs out there. And it makes phone calls.
Oh, you can also make a phone call with it. That's good.
Which is great. The glass on there, they're promising on the phone, is a thing now called Ceramic Shield. They reckon it's tougher than any smartphone glass. 4x better drop performance than any other smartphone they measured against. For the love of God, people, buy a cover for your phone.
Yes.
Put it in something. Don't drop a $2,000 phone. There's nothing worse than that. No chargers or headphones will come in the box this time.
Oh, you got to buy those separately.
Do you know why?
Oh, why?
Apple has said you've got enough chargers and headphones now. End of story. We worry about all of these plastic running around in the world.
Okay, so you're saying that because sometimes they change the plugs. You're saying they're exactly the same plug.
Everything's fine. You got one in the last couple of years. You are good to go.
Okay.
There is a cord in the box, but there is no headphones, no charger. There is a magnetic back to all of these phones now as well.
Right.
So what happens is they've got some tricky things that they've done with that. So there is a little MagSafe charger, which looks, if you've got the Apple Watch, you know your Apple Watch charger, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar to that. Clips onto the back of your phone and will charge your phone if you want to use that as well. That's $39.
Okay.
But they've also got things like magnetic credit card holder to slip on the back as well of the phone. So all sorts of different things are going to come out with. So they're basically all the Apple announcements, but I tell you, out of the highlight of it, and I will be getting a phone probably next week or the week after, so I'll be able to talk about it. But the HomePod Mini, $149, not bad.
I'm going to buy one of those. Absolutely. I will buy one of those. Now, just before we get on to 5G, by the way, we're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, who we do each week, and he tells us about new things, particularly with the fact that he was up in the early hours of this morning checking out everything that's being announced by Apple. So you're right up to date with this podcast. Richard, just a question without notice. I got an email this morning telling me about Google Workspace. Are you familiar with this?
Yep,
they're saying, they're writing to me to let me know that starting October 13th, that was yesterday, that you'll have more control over your end users, choose between available conferencing providers, all of that stuff, and the new settings will take place and effect on November 16th, 2020. So what's that?
Have you ever used Google Workspace?
Funny you should ask. No.
Then just, it's the Google equivalent of Zoom.
Oh, so okay.
That really is for people out there to go along and see. So if you haven't used it, don't worry about it.
So it's sort of VHS and beta, is it?
Exactly right.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So what you're saying is stick with Zoom.
Stick with Zoom.
All right.
You happy with Zoom? Stick with Zoom.
I am happy with my Zoom. Now, 5G. Now, what's happening with that? That's rolling out rapidly, isn't it?
Oh, it is. You know, it's going everywhere at the moment. Now, the big thing about 5G is we've had 5G devices, but people haven't worried about it. Now that the new iPhones are coming out, which are all 5G, I can guarantee you people are going to start to worry about it now and go along and go, you know, how quickly can we get one of these devices? Because it really goes into the mainstream now, so expect to hear more about 5G. Telstra at the moment have got more than 40% of Australia covered with 5G, so they're really rolling it out, so all the other telcos will start to do it as well. But now that the phones are here, I think you're going to see more and more ads for 5G, 5G phones. It is going to be the new buzzword out there.
Buzz being the operative word.
That's it.
Hello. Now, let's move on. I love Chris Hemsworth and I love Adele. But you're saying watch out for them. Please explain.
You can sometimes, you know, you get fascinated with celebrities. A lot of people do. So a lot of people go along and search for Adele online, but there are lots of links on websites going, Adele lost weight. This is how she did it. So can you. So this is fascinating. I'm going to go and have a look at that. Be wary of that sort of thing. So there are a lot of deceptive practices out there with fake websites going, Adele drank this sort of potion and that's how she lost it. We can send you that potion for $99. Be very, very careful about searching when you do for celebrities on there. Chris Hemsworth, he was the highest ranking Australian at 13th. He's by the Liam, was the highest ranked Aussie last year on 19th. Probably the only time Liam's been in front of Chris. So there's fake websites out there promising free content when you search for celebrities. So I'm just saying, just be a bit careful because you might end up giving away your details or get your computer infected.
Now, also, Richard, it's popped up on my phone quite a number of times, and it's obviously fake. It says Hugh Jackman has made a lot of money out of Bitcoin.
Oh,
have you seen that one?
Yeah. Yes. No, he hasn't.
Well,
he doesn't need to do that. So
yeah,
yes.
Yes. Well, it's a total load of garbage. And the other one is Dick Smith keeps popping up.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And it happens on social media. They pay for ads to go on there. Well, it's all nonsense, people.
Well, listen, what I want to ask is, now, our station is on, you know, different platforms, so people can listen on an app. One of them, for example, is MyTuner. There's some other ones as well. And what happens is these things pop up while you're trying to listen to a radio, or I'm listening to Fab FM if I'm out of the area.
Yep.
But these ads, you know, for Dick Smith and, you know, Hugh Jackman and what, pop up. So what I'm saying to you is, why doesn't MyTuner or these other people knock it on the head?
Because they're trying to make money out of it.
But hang on a second. It's a scam. They should not be allowed to put a scam. They are taking part in a scam.
They are. That's it. They are taking part in a scam. So if you access these sites, let's say via Google Chrome, right?
Yep.
You can go along and there is an extension on Google Chrome called Adblock. You don't want anything else. Adblock. A-D-B-L-O-C-K. Try installing that extension, and then when you come to Tuner, it might stop those ads appearing.
Right.
I will try it out for the listeners, and I'll get back to you next week on it.
All right. What's our crap tech item of the week? That is it, was it?
We don't have one because I had so much on the Apple ID.
Yes, you're right. Yes. Well, look, what we might do is save our tangent for next week because it's been such a big broadcast and podcast.
I had some rippers.
Well, sneak one in and save the rest for next week, quick.
Okay. Did you enjoy Superman when you were a kid, Paul?
Oh, mate.
On TV with George Reeves?
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look up there in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of normal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, but who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. I have never seen the show.
It's good you haven't seen the show, Paul. What always stunned me was, as poor old George, as things got on in
George Reeves. Who was maybe not murdered, but it seems like he took his own life. There is a controversy over whether he was murdered or not. But the story that always gets around, before we get to what you're saying, the story that always gets around is, oh, George Reeves died because he thought he could really fly, so he jumped out a building. It's a load of garbage. He actually, looks like he killed himself, poor George. But anyway, go on.
So I was just going to say, you know, the Daily Planet, right, was the largest metropolitan newspaper.
Yes.
How many reporters did they have there? They had two. Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen.
You've got it wrong. It was Lois Lane and Clark Kent were the two reporters.
All right, two reporters. And Jimmy Olsen was the photographer.
Correct. He was kind of like a cadet journalist, but he was your photographer. So get it right.
Did we ever see Clark Kent actually write a story?
Yes.
In all that time?
Oh, absolutely. I did watch the show, as you could tell by what I just told you.
So we've got two reporters writing the whole newspaper.
Yes, a whole newspaper. But you got to remember that Superman went, he could write the whole newspaper, you see.
Yep. But how did they ever get it out? Because those two, you know, Jimmy and Lois were always in trouble all the time, and Clark had to go and save them. They wouldn't have had time to write one story, let alone, and let's be totally honest.
Yep.
How dumb were those people at the Daily Planet? Because they couldn't, hang on, Superman, wearing glasses with no lenses.
I know.
My good heavens.
No, listen, there was a very funny episode, and actually, if you get the series of Superman, they've got a commentary by Jimmy Olsen and Lois Lane, right?
Yep.
And they were actually, you know, you go to that track where they're watching it and they're making comments. There was an episode where supposedly Superman came to grief with some kryptonite and he fell in the shower. Jimmy Olsen came past and found him in the shower, put him to bed with his pajamas on, and, of course, he didn't have his glasses on. So in walks Perry White and, Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen, right, and he's saying, oh, you know, I got him out of the shower and Mr. Kent and whatever. And there he is sitting up in bed with no glasses on. It was Superman with a pair of pajamas on. And none of them recognised he was Superman. And Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen were saying on this commentary, they said, we said to the director, you got to put his glasses on. And he said, no, it'll be all right. Nobody will recognise him. It's so funny. Anyway.
But they weren't renowned for their brains at the Daily Planet. Let's just be totally honest about that.
They were saying how fit George Reeves was. And what happened was that he used to have this little springboard where he would run and then hit the springboard and go over the camera. And they said he got it down to a fine art, and he had to tumble into a big, you know, mattress. But they said he was incredibly fit and able to do all that stuff. But I loved him. And wasn't it weird that George Reeves and Christopher Reeve were both Superman?
Yes.
That's weird.
And the woman that played Lois Lane actually had a bit part in the Superman the movie with Christopher Reeve. She was on the train.
That's right. What about Perry White? Do you remember his famous quote? He'd say it all the time.
Great Caesar's ghost.
Yeah. Oh, very, very good.
Thank you.
Oh, mate, I bow to you. That is excellent. Not many people could remember that.
No, part of my childhood. Well, I used to love Superman, but you look back on the day and think they're as dumb as dishwater, those people say, yes.
Okay, well, I think of them a bit higher than that, but still.
Okay.
Tell us your website, Richard.
Head over to talktech.com.au.
Good luck with all your Apple products, and looking forward to when you're getting the phone and letting us know. So I'll catch you next time.
Look forward to it, Paul.